欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信关注公众号安夏说英语，可以查阅更多其他节目哦。 We are talking about building new habits， 一起来聊聊培养新的习惯。 Find your motivation， 找到你的动机。Habits are far more likely to succeed if they are based on intrinsic motivation rather than extrinsic motivation. The difference between the two is that intrinsic motivation is eternal, while extrinsic motivation is eternal. For example, perhaps you want to create a new exercise habit.An intrinsic motivation for doing this might be wanting to be healthy. An extrinsic motivation might be wanting to lose weight so that other people will perceive you as more attractive. 如果习惯是基于你的内在动机而不是外在动机，那他们更有可能会成功的养成。内在动机和外在动机的区别在于内在动机是来自于内部的，外在动机是来自于外部的。比如说，也许你想养成锻炼身体的习惯，内在动机可能是保持身体健康。内在动机呢是只考虑自己，内在动机只考虑自己。外在动机呢可能是你想减肥，这样他人就会觉得你更有吸引力。而外在动机呢是基于他人的看法和意见。 To give yourself the best chance of creating sustainable habit, take a good long look at your motives before you even start working on this new activity. You might find that your motivation is intrinsic to begin with. Great.That you need to shift your thinking slightly, or you notice that this particular habit is something you are doing for someone else, rather than for yourself.
想要养成一个新的习惯，并且坚持下来，在开始一项新活动前，先好好想想自己的动机吧。你可能会发现自己的动机可能是内在的，真的是太棒了。或者说你需要调整一下自己的思想，或者注意到这个习惯是你为别人养成的，而不是你自己。
Even you realize that you are engaging in this particular habit for someone else, that doesn't mean you have to ditch the habit entirely. It just means that you need to think more aboutWhether you have a personal, extrinsic motivation you can use to sustain the habit in the long term.
即使你意识到你是为别人养成这个习惯的，这并不意味着你需要完全放弃这个习惯。这仅仅表明你需要进一步思考，看看自己是否可以有利用个人的内在的动机来长期的维持这个习惯。更多正能量英语请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 也欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。